Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. The trumpet shall certainly sound this week on Harmonia as we look at the late Baroque aria for trumpet and voice, an unusual partnership employed by composers to make a specific point. Join us in our travels to Italy, Spain, Germany, and England in search of the perfect examples. We'll also listen to a new release of the complete works of Vincent Lübeck.
Thank you.
Fatto un gentil cor, a virtuosic aria from Antonio Vivaldi's opera Tito Manlio, written for soprano, trumpet, and orchestra. It was performed by Maria Kiohanna, soprano, Nicholas Eklund, baroque trumpet, and the Wassa Baroque Ensemble. The aria itself comes at a moment in the opera where a supporting character needs to summon up courage. For composers of the Baroque, a favorite way to achieve a call to arms, of one sort or another, was through the use of the trumpet aria. Those of us who are of a particular vintage will probably remember the hit Broadway play and equally popular TV show The Odd Couple, about two roommates who had more differences than similarities. Here's a musical odd couple from the Baroque who also share both harmony and disparate qualities, trumpet and voice. When used together by composers, this unlikely duo not only had powerful connotations, but also seemed to fulfill a role that was intended to express a distinct sentiment. When Alessandro Scarlatti got around to composing his 7 arie con tromba sola, he had love and war on his mind. Here are 2 of the 7 arias performed by soprano Susan Ryden with trumpeter Nicholas Eklund and London Baroque.
Thank you.
2, arias for soprano, trumpet, and basso continuo, composed by Alessandro Scarlatti. They were performed by Susan Ryden, soprano, Nicholas Eklund, baroque trumpet, and London Baroque. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to music for trumpet and voice. By far the most common place to find a trumpet aria was in Italian opera. There you could sometimes discover virtuosity at its highest levels with both the trumpet and voice in full dialogue. We'll hear such a moment in Luca Antonio Prederi's aria Pace una volta from his opera Zenobia. It's performed by Susan Ryden, soprano, Nicholas Eklund, baroque trumpet, and London Baroque.
Thank you.
Pace una Volta, an aria from the opera Zenobia by Luca Antonio Prederi, performed by Nicholas Eklund, Baroque Trumpet, Susan Ryden, Soprano, and London Baroque. That's from Volume 3 of a CD series on the Naxos label called The Art of the Baroque Trumpet. Spanish opera was another place to find a good trumpet aria. Sebastián Durón's La Guerra de los Gigantes contains at least two where both war and victory are celebrated. Here's one, Quien Primero que la Fama, performed by the ensemble Clarín Canto. The ensemble Clarín Canto performed the aria Quien Primero que la Fama from the Baroque opera La Guerra de los Gigantes by Sebastián Durón. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. This week we're exploring the world of the trumpet aria. The opera stage wasn't the only place where the trumpet aria played a unique role. The instrument had biblical connotations and was therefore a more than useful tool in church music. The cantatas of Johann Sebastian Bach are a virtual font of arias that employ the trumpet in its different guises. Here are two examples by Bach, one famous and the other less so, performed by the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists under the direction of John Elliott Gardner. The first, Jauchzet Gott in allen Landen, simply praises God, while the second, translated as "The Avenging Judge will extinguish with zeal," clearly chides all sinners in an angry voice.
Thank you.
Two lively arias for trumpet, voice, and orchestra from Johann Sebastian Bach's Church Cantatas No. 51 and No. 90, respectively. These live performances were recorded in the year 2000 during the Bach Cantata Pilgrimage Year undertaken by the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloist directed by John Elliott Gardner. This week on Harmonia, we're enjoying music composed for trumpet and voice. Henry Purcell was also someone who employed the trumpet aria with great effect. As a composer for the church and the stage, he seemed to have been quite adept at inserting it at just the right moment. We'll hear three arias. The first will sound fame, the second will praise the Lord, and the last will elaborate on the Garden of Eden. We'll begin with Sound Fame from Diocletian, sung by tenor Paul Elliott, with the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloist, directed by John Elliott Gardner.
Praise and trumpet song. Thank you.
Thus the Gloomy World, an aria from Purcell's Fairy Queen, sung by tenor Thomas Randall, from a recording by Les Arts Florissants. Before that, we heard music from Purcell's verse anthem Jubilate Deo, and we began with the famous aria Sound Fame from the opera Diocletian, sung by tenor Paul Elliott, with John Elliott Gardner directing the Monteverdi Choir and the English Baroque soloists. Our new release this week features the works of Vincent Lübeck, the well-respected organist and organ consultant who worked in North Germany during the second half of the Baroque era. His complete organ works are recorded by Friedhelm Flamme, who performs on the historic Christoph Treutmann organ. We'll hear Lübeck's Preludium in C major. the sounds of the historic Christoph Treutmann organ located at St. George's Church in Grauhof bei Goslar, Germany, played by Friedhelm Flamme, performing music of North German composer Vincent Lübeck. That's from a CD of Lübeck's complete organ works available on the CPO label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blacklin McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.